This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. What to do if you got the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine now that the federal government is investigating reports of potentially dangerous blood clots in 6 women who got the shot? Health experts recommend the J&J vaccine not be given out for now. The AP's Sagar Magani.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says the reports of blood clots associated with the vaccine are really rare. In this case, out of nearly 7 million doses administered in the U.S., the clots were found in 6 women.
Less than 1 in 1 million.
And found up to 2 weeks after they got the vaccine. If it's been longer than that since you got it, Fauci says you're fine. If you've received it more recently, don't get anxious, but do pay attention to symptoms.
Headache, you have shortness of breath, chest discomfort.
If those and things like abdominal pain or leg swelling show up, get medical treatment right away.
Now to the shooting of a black man by a white police officer in a Minneapolis suburb. The AP's Julie Walker with what may happen today.
Prosecutors expect to decide today whether to charge the white former police officer who shot and killed a 20-year-old black man during a traffic stop in a Minneapolis suburb on Sunday. A third night of protests and arrests in Brooklyn Center, right outside Minneapolis, where curfews are in effect. The action captured by KTSB. Officers used flashbangs and gas grenades on hundreds of protesters who threw fireworks outside police headquarters, calling for justice for Dante Wright.
The police chief said the officer apparently intended to tase Dante Wright, but fired her handgun instead. The officer and the police chief have since resigned. 6 people have been rescued after a commercial boat capsized off the coast of Louisiana. The search for more survivors is continuing. This is AP News. Are you watching a lot of TV during this pandemic lockdown? The experts are squabbling over exactly how much TV we're all watching. As many of us stay home. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has this.
With many of us stuck at home without the option of going to the movies, concerts, sporting events, and even restaurants, you would think that TV viewing would be way up. But it isn't, and that's vexing those who provide our video options. They say our being glued to our flat screens is not being reflected in Nielsen's ratings. The company says the percentage of Americans who watch TV at some point in the week has dropped from 92% in 2019 to 87% so far this year. The network, satellite, and cable people dispute those numbers, but Nielsen says they are legit. As you can imagine, more than just bragging rights are at stake here. More viewers translate into more revenue for video providers. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.